感谢主耶稣的恩典。
We thank Lord Jesus for His grace.
让我们这些可爱的小朋友能够唱出纯真甜美的这个诗歌。
These adorable children have sing out sincere, beautiful hymns.
来颂赞天上的父神。
And they have praised the Heavenly Father.
我们一起来共享这个神的救恩。
And that together we can enjoy God's salvation.
今天晚上我们一起来谈到认识人生的主宰。
This evening we'll be talking about the knowing the master of life.
在这个充满着各种患难的时代。
That in this world filled with various tribulations.
现在的灾难一下子都有几千人、几万人的死伤。
And with the disasters these days, each time there are thousands of people that were injured or dead.
当患难临到人的时候，
When disasters come upon men,
那些活着的人啊，
And for the surviving people,
他们会大声地呼喊，神啊，你为什么让这个悲剧发生？
They may cry out to God and says, God, why did you allow this tragedy to occur?
神啊，你在哪里呢？
God, where are you?
你为什么不能够来保护我们？
Why can't you come and protect us?
各种宗教的这些信徒呢，都是这样的在呼喊。
And the believers from different religions, they all cry out the same thing.
当然，也有人这样的向天上的神来呼喊。
And there's people that cry this way to the heavenly Father.
为什么我自己不能够掌握自己的命运呢？
Why can't I be in control of my own life?
到底是谁在主宰？在主宰我的这个命运呢？
Who is in charge and is a master of my life?
当人遇到患难的时候，
When men encounter disasters,
常常会有这些的疑问。
We often have these questions.
但是我们若是认识耶稣基督，
But if we know Lord Jesus Christ,
我想这些的疑问呢，就可以迎刃而解了。
I believe that all these questions and problems will be solved.
所以我们要来认识这个人生的主宰。
Therefore, we need to come and know the master of life.
耶稣基督。
That is Lord Jesus Christ.
他是我们生命的主。
He is a master of our life.
这整个世界是借着他的手来创造的。
The entire world is created by his own hand.
这个世界有这个创造的开始。
And this world had a beginning.
也有它结束的一天。
And there'll be a day that it ends.
都掌握在这位主的手中。
And all of it is in control of this master.
一个国家的命运也是如此。
The fate of a country is the same thing.
都掌握在这位主的手中。
It is all in the hands and control of this master.
甚至于我们个人的命运呢？
And that also applies to our individual lives.
也是掌握在他的手中。
It's also in his hands.
假如我们能够遵照他的指示而行的话，
If we follow his commands,
他为我们所计划的这个人生啊，
The life that he has planned for us,
是绝对成功的。
It is absolutely a successful one.
这个是非常重要。
This is very important.
在圣经记载有一位年轻人叫约瑟。
And the Bible records a young man called Joseph.
他在17岁的时候啊，
When he was 17,
他就做了一个梦。
He had a dream.
梦到说有太阳、月亮，还有十一颗星星向他下拜。
In his dream, the sun and the moon, the 11 stars all bow down to him.
当然，他的父母听了很不高兴。
Of course, when his parents heard about it, they were upset about it.
你这小孩，你在讲什么呢？
And they wonder, what are you talking about, little child?
我们要向你下拜吗？
Should we also bow down to you?
当然，他的兄弟更是不服气。
And his brothers are even more upset by it.
说我这个弟弟太骄傲了。
They think that this little brother is too prideful.
因为这样就设计把他出卖。
It's because of this that you have planned to sell him.
约瑟被卖到埃及人的家。
And Joseph was sold to an Egyptian's house.
在那边做奴隶啊。
He was a slave there.
他本来是一个有钱人的少爷。
He was a son of a rich family.
但是呢，突然之间，
But overnight,
他变成了奴隶了。
He became a slave.
从圣经里头的记载，
From the recordings in the Bible,
我们看不出他有任何的埋怨。
We did not see any evidence of his complaint.
整个环境这么大的变化，
In such a great dramatic change in his life,
这个带领一点都没有怀疑。
But he never had a doubt towards God's guidance.
他还是敬畏神。
He still feared the Lord.
这是很奇妙的。
And miraculously,
主人从他身上看到有神跟他同在。
The master is able to see in his life that God was with him.
所以他做事精明。
And he was very wise in everything he did.
主人就把他提拔成为管家了。
So the master then promoted him to be the head of the house.
可是好景不长。
But this did not last very long.
约瑟呢，被他主人的太太来陷害。
And Joseph was blamed by his master's wife.
下到监牢里头去了。
And he was imprisoned.
啊，虽然环境一再的恶化下去。
Even though the situation continued to deteriorate.
但是都没有动摇这个约瑟的信心。
But his faith was never shaken.
他深信凡事都有神的美意啊。
He deeply believed that everything happened because of God's great will.
监牢里头有两位长官。
In the prison, there were two officials.
他们也做了奇怪的梦。
They also had strange dreams.
约瑟能够一一地帮他们解梦。
Joseph was able to interpret their dreams.
他们就感到很惊奇。
So they were very astonished.
后来所解的梦竟然都实现了。
And whatever Joseph interpreted came true.
在那个时候。
So it was at that time.
埃及的法老王也做了一个更奇怪的梦。
The Egyptian Pharaoh had an even more strange dream.
他国中的那些聪明人没办法为他解梦。
All the wise men in his country could not interpret his dream.
这个时候，那个长官呢，就想到了约瑟。
So the official in the prison then remembered Joseph.
推荐给法老王。
So he recommended Joseph to the Pharaoh.
法老王请他来解梦。
The Pharaoh invited Joseph to interpret his dream.
解了之后啊，这个法老王觉得很满意。
And the Pharaoh was very satisfied with Joseph's interpretation.
并且也看出这个人心中有神的脸。
And the Pharaoh was also able to see that God's spirit was with Joseph.
所以提拔他成为宰相。
So he promoted Joseph to be the prime minister.
那么这个约瑟也真的是很能干。
Joseph was also very wise and prudent.
因为神的带领啊。
Because of God's guidance.
他能够处理这个物资丰盛的时候，他能够处理得很好。
And that he was able to take care of the supply and the storage in that country.
后来呢，发生了饥荒。
And later on, there was a famine in the country.
所以他就能够来应付这些饥荒的这个年代。
And he also was able to solve the problem during famine.
那就在那个时候。
It was during that time.
他的兄弟呢，缺乏粮食。
That his brother were starving because of famine.
就跑到埃及去买粮食。
Then they came down to Egypt to buy food.
但是想不到。
But they did not expect.
这个宰相竟然是他的弟弟。
That prime minister was their very own brother.
他们知道又很害怕。
When they found out about it, they were very scared.
以前我们陷害这个弟弟。
Because in the past they had betrayed this brother.
当了宰相。
And now he became a prime minister.
怎么办呢？
What can they do?
约瑟后来跟他们解释。
So Joseph then told him.
我们来看创世纪五十章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪五十章。
Genesis 50.
十九节。
Verse 19.
五十章十九节。
50 verse 19.
约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？”二十节。
20.
从前你们的意思是要害我的，但神的意思原是好的。要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。这个约瑟是一个敬畏神的人。
Joseph was a God-fearing man.
他都了解到，他一生的路啊，都是神在带领。
He realized that God is the one that led him all the days of his life.
所以他说：“我岂能代替神呢？”
So he said, "Am I in place of God?"
以前你们的意思就要害我。
You meant evil against me.
但神的意思是好的。
But God meant it for good.
原来就是为了今天做安排的。
And it's all for today.
要来拯救我们全家人啊。
So that I'm able to save the whole family.
所以约瑟一点都没有怨恨他的兄弟。
So Joseph did not have any complaint against his brothers.
他深深的相信。
Because he deeply believed.
他一生的路程啊。
That all his life.
都是神的带领。
Was under the guidance of God.
虽然这个过程有点曲曲,
even though the path getting there was tortuous,
但是都有神跟他同在,
but God was always with him.
他这样安慰他的兄弟,
and he comforted his brothers.
哎,所以解除了他兄弟心中的恐慌,
and that had took away the fear in his brothers.
我们今天要认定这位神啊,
so today we need to recognize this God.
我们每一个人的命运都在他手中啊。
That all of our lives are in his hands.
其实他为我们所计划的都是最好的。
What he had planned for us is always the best.
虽然过程有些曲折。
Even though the process may be a little tortuous.
但是都有神的美意。
But everything has God's will in it.
我们要这样的认识。
So we need to have this acknowledgement.
所以我们每天的生活。
So every day of our lives.
我们都要懂得来交托他。
We need to learn to trust him.
也请他来指引我们的道路。
And we also ask God to show us our path.
我们有一位传道娘。
We have a wife of a pastor.
她要到 外岛去啊，去探视她的孩子。
That she was going to another island to visit her children.
啊，所以要出发搭飞机啊，那个早上。
And that morning, she was about to leave to get on the flight.
她先祷告以后就要出门了。
So after she prayed, she left the house.
突然之间，她的孩子打电话来。
And all of a sudden, her children called her.
她说：“妈妈，你不要那么早出来。”
And told her that, "Mom, don't leave so early."
我早上没办法出来接你们。
Because this morning I cannot come to pick you up.
这里的天气很炎热。
And it's very hot here.
你最好改下一班飞机。
So go ahead and take the next flight.
她的妈妈，这个传道人想也好啊。
So this sister thought this is a good idea.
改了下一班的班机。
So she changed to the next flight.
后来才发现。
Then later on she realized.
原来她要搭的那个班机啊。
The flight that she was supposed to take.
啊，这个出发之后。
Shortly after it took off.
不久就掉在海里面。
And it fell into the ocean.
飞机上所有人都死掉了。
And everybody on that flight was dead.
所以她才发现了，原来主耶稣。借着他的孩子这一通电话，调整我们的脚步。
She realized that Lord Jesus, through a phone call from her children, has changed her footstep.
的确，我们每一天啊要做的事情。
Indeed, we have a lot to do every day.
虽然我们都很会计划。
Even though we're very good at planning.
但是前面五分钟、十分钟以后要发生的事，我们都不知道。
But what's going to take place in the next 5-10 minutes, we will have no idea.
但是我们若能够啊。来求神的指引。
But if we can pray for God's guidance,
他可以调整我们的脚步。
He can adjust our footsteps.
所以我们要认定这位生命的主。
So we need to recognize this master of life.
当然我们在生活当中。
Of course, in our lives.
我们会遇到很多难以解决的事情。
We may encounter a lot of problems that cannot be solved.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
这位生命的主呢？
This master of life,
他是从死里复活的。
And he had resurrected from the dead.
啊，因为他胜过死亡。
Because he already overcame death.
所以当时的传道人呢
？So the pastor, the preacher at the time.
在传扬耶稣的时候
，when they were preaching regarding Lord Jesus.
一直在提醒众人呢、啊。
And they continued to remind the congregation.
我们所传的耶稣已经复活了。
That the Lord Jesus that we're preaching already resurrected.
你们为什么不相信呢
？Why won't you believe it?
这是我们的生命的主啊。
This is a master of our lives.
他能够解决我们所不能做到的事情。
He can solve problems that we cannot.
的确，在这个时代。
And indeed, in this time.
啊，生活越来越困难。
The life may be more and more difficult.
越来越多。
We have more and more problems.
所以我们看到有很多人患了忧郁症啊。
So we see a lot of people have depression.
亲朋好友解决不了他的问题。
Even good friends or family members cannot solve the disease.
医生、专家也没办法解决他的问题。
Even doctors or experts cannot solve the problem.
所以这些忧郁症的人啊。
And for these people with depression,
走投无路的时候,
when they run out of options,
常常走上了绝路了,
many of them commit suicide.
真的是很可惜。
It is very unfortunate.
但是若是能够认识这位主的话,
but if they were able to know this true God,
任何的难题都可以得到解决。
Any difficult problem can be solved.
啊，我的姐姐有一天呢，告诉我了。
One day, my sister told me,
说她想要离婚
and that she wanted to divorce.
我的姐姐跟我的姐夫结婚三十几年了。
My sister and my brother-in-law were married for 30 years.
因为信仰的不同。
But because they had different beliefs,
我的姐夫常常打我的姐姐。
My brother-in-law often would hit my sister.
我的姐姐为了孩子，她都忍下来。
My sister bore it all because of the kids.
三十几年来了。
Three decades.
孩子都成家立业了。
Now the kids have grown up and have their own families.
她没办法再承受这样的这个逼迫。
She thought that she could not put up with this violence anymore.
所以她跟我讲说她要离婚了。
So she told me she wanted to divorce.
我跟我姐姐讲。
I told my sister.
我们信主的不可以离婚。
I said that for those of who believe in God, we cannot divorce. But what can we do?
难道继续被她逼迫吗？
Is she supposed to continue to take the violence?
我就跟我姐姐讲了。
So I told my sister.
我说圣经里头有一个叫保罗的。
In the Bible, there is a character named Paul.
他还没信主以前啊。
Before he believed in the Lord.
他极力地逼迫这些信耶稣的人。
And he persecuted anyone that believed in Jesus.
手段非常的残忍啊。
And even with cruel methods.
但是主耶稣能够在一夜之间来改变他。
But Lord Jesus was able to change him overnight.
所以我跟我姐姐讲。
And this is what I told my sister.
我们要靠主耶稣。
We have to rely on Jesus.
求主来改变姐夫的这个心啊。
We have to pray that God will change his heart.
感谢主。
And thank God
我的姐姐听我的劝告
that my sister listened to my advice
就常常为这件事情祷告
and that she prayed often for this problem
真的是奇妙的主啊
and is a miraculous Lord
有一天我的姐夫啊
One day, my brother-in-law was sick and went into the hospital.
在住院期间啊,
During the hospitalization,
我们教会有一些这个, 啊, 宣道人员啊,
that there are some our church evangelical members
他们到医院里头去发传单,
went to the hospital just to give the flyers.
就竟然发到了我姐夫的病房。
And they came to my brother-in-law's room.
啊，就跟我姐夫介绍耶稣。
So they introduced Lord Jesus to my brother-in-law.
我这个姐夫是很反对我们的信仰。
My brother-in-law was once very against our faith.
我曾经跟他谈过这个信仰。
I have discussed this matter with him in the past.
非常凶。
And he was very mean.
他根本不听我讲。
He doesn't want to listen to anything.
但是就是那么奇妙。
But it's miraculous.
我们信徒向他传福音的时候。
When our believer spread the gospel to him.
他竟然接受了。
He accepted it.
接受我们弟兄姐妹的邀请。
He accepted the invitation from our brothers and sisters.
晚上这个医院有布道会。
That evening we had an evangelical service in hospital.
他也去参加了布道会。
He even went to the evangelical service.
我们布道会最后一次的祷告要求圣灵。
And we have a concluding prayer praying for the Holy Spirit.
竟然也跪下来祷告求圣灵。
And he even knelt down and prayed for the Holy Spirit.
更加奇妙的。
And even more miraculous.
第一次的祷告就受圣灵。
The first prayer, he received the Holy Spirit.
我姐姐赶快把这个消息传给我。
And my sister immediately gave me this news.
我接到这个消息。
When I received this news,
我真的是难以置信。
I could not believe it.
怎么有可能？
How could this be?
一个不认识耶稣的人。
A person that didn't know Jesus.
反对耶稣的人。
Person that was against Jesus.
第一次祷告就受圣。
But received the Holy Spirit the first time he prayed.
我就打电话给传道人。
So I called the pastor.
是不是我的姐夫受圣灵了？
And I asked, did my brother-in-law receive the Holy Spirit?
没有错，他受圣灵。
The pastor told me, yes, he did.
哎呀，当然我心里非常高兴。
Of course, I was very happy for him.
我赶快跑到医院去。
So I went to the hospital.
去见我的姐夫。
To see my brother-in-law.
我问他说，你受圣灵了吗？
I asked him, did you receive the Holy Spirit?
是啊，我受圣灵了。
And he says, yes, I did.
就表示说他可以接受耶稣。
And this means that he can accept Jesus.
我就开始跟他谈耶稣的事情。
So I began to talk to him about Jesus.
经过半年的慕道。
After he seek the truth for about half a year.
确信耶稣基督。
And he truly deeply believe in Jesus.
所以教会就帮他除了偶像。
Then the church helped him got rid of the idols.
我也一起去帮他除偶像。
And I also went along.
他的偶像非常的多。
He had a lot of idols.
甚至我看到一把那个宝剑啊。
I even saw a sword.
全部都把它扔掉了。
I threw away everything.
他完完全全的来信靠耶稣。
And he came and completely relied on Lord Jesus.
从那个时候之后。
And ever since then.
我的姐夫跟我姐姐。
My brother-in-law and my sister.
安息日一定到教会。
Always come to church on Sabbath day.
所以连我的外甥啊。
So even my nephew. Told me,
他们真的不敢相信爸爸信耶稣了。
That they could not believe that dad had believed in Jesus.
所以这个难题呢，主耶稣帮我们解决了。
And so this difficult problem, Lord Jesus has solved it.
这也是我在信仰的过程当中。
And this is also in the journey of my faith.
体验到这个不可能的事情。
And my experience of something that's impossible.
在我们的主是无所不能的。
That in the hands of God, nothing is impossible.
所以主耶稣是我们生命的主宰。
And that's why Lord Jesus is the master of our life.
我们应该把我们的一生啊。
We should give all our lives unto His hands.
我们的主耶稣呢？
Our Lord Jesus.
他也是个恩典的主啊。
He is also Master of Grace.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
他向人怀的意念啊。
And the thoughts that He had towards men.
是平安的意念。
Are thoughts of peace.
不是降灾祸的意念。
And not thoughts of evil.
就好像我们做父母的。
Just like parents.
我们不可能说无缘无故拿个棍子去打自己的孩子。
We would not be taking a stick to spank our kids for no reason.
我们都是希望我们的孩子能够过平安的生活。
We all want our kids to have a peaceful life.
但是孩子不乖的时候。
But when our children disobey.
我们当然要管教。
Of course we have to discipline them.
所以说信了耶稣以后。
So after believing Jesus.
信耶稣人。是不是多平安没有患难呢？
Is it that all the people after believing Lord Jesus never meets trouble? Of course not.
信耶稣人也会有患难。
Even Christians will meet tribulations.
那这个患难是有神的美意。
But tribulation has God's great will in it.
有一位杨弟兄啊。
There's a brother Yang.
他的太太生了一个小婴孩。
That his wife gave birth to a baby.
孩子一出生之后。
After the baby was born.
就不能够吃。
But could not feed.
不能够那个吸奶。
And could not drink milk.
一直哭一直哭。
And so he kept crying.
医生也没办法解决这个问题。
The doctors could not solve this problem.
孩子整个礼拜没办法 吃喝。
And the baby for 1 week couldn't eat or drink.
啊，生命非常的微弱了。
And the life was in danger.
杨弟兄很担心。
So Brother Yan was very worried.
死了怎么办？
What if this baby dies?
他也是认真祷告啊。
And he even prayed hard.
但是主耶稣不医治他。
But Lord Jesus did not heal the baby.
但是他有一个信念。
But he had a belief.
孩子里面得救就好了。
And that as long as the baby's soul is saved, that's good enough.
所以他就赶快打电话给传道人。
And so he called the pastor.
传道人赶快了。
Asked pastor to come.
我的孩子快要死掉了。
That my baby's about to die.
请你帮他做特别洗礼。
That please have a special baptism for him.
传道人跟那些负责人啊。
And the pastor along with the board council.
半夜的时候啊。
At midnight.
专程替他这个孩子去施洗。
And perform a special baptism for the baby.
可是很奇妙。
But it is miraculous.
洗礼起来以后。
After the baptism.
孩子竟然变好了。
The baby was healed.
哇，这个让这个杨弟兄感觉到很惊奇。
And this brother Yang was very shocked.
让他发现到真的我们的主是无所不能的主啊。
That he realized that our God is the Almighty God.
因为这件事情。
It is because of this
所以他信心呢，不断地在成长
that his faith continued to grow.
但是我们要了解
But we have to know.
有时候我们向神祷告的
Sometimes what we pray to God for
求神医治我们的疾病
We pray that God will heal our sickness.
神若愿意的话
If God is willing
没有什么病神不能医治
There's no sickness that God could not heal.
但是神不一定照我们的意思
But God may not perform according to our will.
就好像保罗一样
Just like Paul.
保罗是一个很能干的一位传道人。
Paul was a very capable preacher.
他能够医病，也能够赶鬼。
He could heal sickness and he could cast out demons.
可是他自己身上一个病痛。
But he had a disease himself.
他形容说有一根刺在他的身上。
He described it as a little thorn in his body.
让他受不了。
And that he could not stand this little thorn.
所以他再三地向神来祷告。
So he prayed many times to God to take it away.
天上的主呢，就让他明白。
But God in heaven allowed him to understand this.
这根刺呢，要留在他的身上。
That this thorn was meant to be in him.
请看哥林多后书的第十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书第十二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章的第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
7.
又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高。所以有一根刺加在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。第八节。
8.
为这事，我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。第九节。
Verse 9.
他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。”这个地方告诉我们。
Here tells us.
说这个。保罗呢，他身上有根刺。
That there's a thorn in Paul's body.
这个事情彻底祷告三次了。
And for this, he had pleaded with God 3 times.
求主让这刺离开。
That it might depart from him.
但是主对他说啊。
But God told him.
我的恩典够你用。
My grace is sufficient for you.
意思说这根刺不拿掉的。
That means that God will not take away that thorn.
但是我的能力能够在人的软弱上显得完全。
For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
所以保罗说，我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
And that's why Paul says that most gladly I will rather boast in my infirmities.
基督的能力能够护庇我。
That the power of Christ may rest upon me.
所以神不一定照我们的意思来成全。
So God may not fulfill our request according to our will.
但是有神美好的旨意啊。
But that has God's will in it.
我们有一位教书的这个陆老师。
We have a teacher last name Lou.
她患了乳癌啊。
And that she suffered from breast cancer.
在病痛当中。
During her suffering.
她不断地向神呼求。
That she continued to cry out to God.
她非常有信心。
She had a lot of faith.
要来信靠主。
She wanted to come and rely on God.
所以在这个患病的这个过程当中。
So while she was sick.
她聚会不缺席。
She never missed any service.
但是呢。
However.
因为她的病痛的关系。
But because of her sickness.
这个癌细胞会发臭。
And that there's an odor from the breast tissue.
她不敢坐在主会堂里面。
She dared not to sit in the chapel.
她坐在副堂。
So she went and sit at the side chapel.
有一天聚完会了。
One day after the service.
要回去的时候。
Before she went home.
有一个姐妹问这个跟这个陆老师讲。
And there's a sister that talked to this teacher Lou.
搭你个便车好吗
？And asked, "Can I take a ride from you?"
我说可以啊。
So Teacher Lu says, "Yes, you can."
这个姐妹就搭上车了。
And so the sister went into the car.
搭上车的时候
，as soon as she got into the car,
就跟陆老师讲。
So she told Teacher Lu,
陆老师，你这个车上是不是有什么东西死在里面了
？That is there something dead in your car?
怎么那么臭啊、
How come is the smell is so strong?、
啊、陆老师就跟这个姐妹讲。
So the teacher Lu told the sister,
对不起，我没有告诉你。
I'm sorry that I didn't tell you.
我患了这个乳癌了。
That I have breast cancer.
我的癌细胞发臭了。
So there's odor from my cancer cells.
哎呀，这个姐妹觉得很不好意思。
And so the sister was very embarrassed.
我不知道你生病。
She said that I'm sorry, I didn't know you were sick.
对不起，对不起。
I'm sorry about it.
啊，隔了几天之后。
A few days later.
这个姐妹就。带着几一些弟兄姐妹啊
，the sister brought several brothers and sisters with her.
一起去探访这个陆老师。
Went to visit Teacher Lu.
但是陆老师呢，他早已准备好一套那个小丑的衣服，马戏团那个小丑的衣服、啊。
The Teacher Lu already prepared an outfit that looks like the clown.
哎，等到这些弟兄姐妹到他家的时候
，So when the brothers and sisters came to her house,
就穿了那一套的这个小丑的衣服
，so she put on a clown costume，
就逗得大家哈哈大笑
，and was making everybody laugh。
原本是需要安慰她的
，they were supposed to go and give her comfort。
就大家笑在一起，没有什么可以安慰的。
But everybody was laughing together. There's nothing to be comforted。
陆老师非常的坚强。
Teacher Lu was a very strong woman。
所以后来她蒙主啊，这个恩召。
And later on, she was called by the Lord and returned to heaven.
可是呢，她在病痛当中
，while during her sickness,
她有写日记的习惯。
She had a habit of writing daily diary.
她也可以说是一个有名的作家了。
She's not a famous writer.
啊，那么她的丈夫啊，把她病中的这些日记。
But her husband had collected all her diaries.
集成一本书。
And put it together as a book.
名字叫做《向生命说谢谢》。
The title is to say thank you to your life.
简单的说是向生命的主说谢谢你。
In other words, is to say thank you to the master of life.
我也去买了这本书来看。
I even bought this book to read.
我看了非常感动。
I was very touched when I read this book.
她一直在见证主耶稣基督。
She repeatedly testified about Lord Jesus.
她是掌握生命的。
Because he is in charge of life.
虽然病痛中有各种的痛苦
Even though during her illness she had various sufferings.
但是就如同这段圣经所说的
But just like what it said here.
主的恩典够用的
That my grace is sufficient for
所以在病痛当中
you. So while in her sickness.
毫无怨言啊
She did not have any complaints.
不断的感谢
But she continued to give thanks.
所以这本书啊得到政府的这个肯定。
And so this book was reviewed and rated by the government.
政府的教育单位啊。
And the education department in the government
通知各个学校
had notified all the schools.
说这本书是生命教育最好的教材。
And recommended that this is the best book for life application.
希望学生们都能够看这本书。
And they recommended all the students read this book.
所以无形当中，他在为主耶稣做见证。
And she was testifying for Lord Jesus.
让大家知道。
To allow everybody to understand that this Master of Life is also Master of Grace.
能够带领我们超越这些患难
That He can lead us surpass all these sufferings.
虽然主耶稣没有照我们的意思成全
Even though Lord Jesus did not fulfill according to our will.
可是让人知道
But He allows us to understand.
人生最可贵的地方在哪里
What is the most precious thing about life?
能够知道人生的归宿
It is to know where we will return to.
能够掌握到永生的这个门路
is to find the door of eternal life.
所以她在病痛当中毫无惧怕
And that's why during her sickness and suffering, she had no fear.
感谢赞美了
Instead, she praised and gave thanks to God.
所以这个也让她体验到恩典很多
And this experience allowed her to experience a lot of grace.
我们在生活当中
in our lives,
我们不只是有病痛的威胁
we not only threatened by sickness.
我们有时候也会遇到经济上的问题
We sometimes may encounter financial problems.
有时候我们无法面对这个贫穷的生活。
Sometimes we cannot face poverty.
但是主耶稣留下一个好榜样。
But Lord Jesus left us with a good example.
耶稣是至高天上的神。
Lord Jesus is Almighty God.
但是他要让人知道。
But he wants people to know.
如果面对生活中种种的困难。
How to face various challenges in life.
他选择出生在 贫穷人的家。
He chose to be born from a poor family.
当主耶稣在传道的时候
，When Lord Jesus was spreading the gospel,
圣经是这么说。
This is what the Bible describes.
他连放枕头的地方都没有啊。
He did not have a place to rest his head on.
你看耶稣是多么的穷困。
And how poor is Lord Jesus?
有一天，罗马政府要向他这个取税。
And one day, the Roman government wanted to collect taxes from him. He did not have any money to collect taxes. But he told the disciples, go and fish. And that there's some silver in the fish's mouth. That should be enough to pay the tax. And so indeed, the disciples went and fished. And the fish they caught indeed had a silver in it. And this is to teach us.Our Heavenly Father is the master of life. He's in control of everything. Whatever we need, He will help us. When we're studying in the theological school, and our, the elderly have told us that as a pastor, you don't have to worry about the daily needs. If you truly have a need,
天上打开窗户，把你需要的东西来丢给你。
Our Heavenly Father will open the window to the heaven and pour down everything you need.
我们的长辈是要我们全心全意的来信靠天上这位神。
And the senior pastors want us to trust this God completely.
所以我们弟兄姐妹当中
，And so for all the brothers and sisters,
有的人真的是遇到了经济上的难题。
There are some that truly have faced financial difficulties.
我们有一位专门做种果树的一个弟兄。
We had a brother that grows fruits.
通常果子还没成熟之前
，before the fruit is completely ripe，
他要去打工了。
And he has to go work.
要去赚一点钱。
He has to earn some extra money.
是经济最不景气。
But there was recession.
他一直找不到工作。
He could not find any jobs.
钱快花完。
He almost spent all his money.
哎呀，他非常担心。
So he was very worried.
怎么办呢？
What can he do?
果子又还没收成呢。
The fruits are not ripe yet.
那我钱快用光怎么办？
But he's running out of money.
也找不到工作。
And he couldn't find a job.
所以他们夫妻就祷告了。
So the couple prayed together.
说主啊，怎么办？
And pray to God, what should I do?
圣灵跟他启示啊。
The Holy Spirit revealed to them.
你就到山上去找一些野生的东西去卖。
And to go into the mountain and find some wild, harvest to sell.
夫妻就上山去了。
So the couple went up to the mountain.
找了一整天找不到东西。
Had looked all day and couldn't find anything.
那想奇怪怎么找不到呢？
And they wonder how come they couldn't find anything.
又祷告了。
So they prayed again.
圣灵又感动他。
The Holy Spirit touched them.
你走平坦的路，那些野生东西都被找光了。
That if you walk on a smooth, straight path, then those wild growth already been picked.
要走那个比较陡峭的路。
You have to go on the more difficult, crooked ways.
他们说也有道理啊。
And so they thought that makes sense.
又去走了。
So they went and looked for it again.
走那个很陡的路啊。
So they went up uphill.
真的很奇妙。
And miraculously,
那个时候他们找到了一颗灵芝。
And they found a 灵芝。
哎，那时候是还没。这个灵芝还没受保护的。
And at that time, it was not a delicacy that was protected.
那拿到山下去卖。
And so they picked it and went and sell it in the city.
卖了那台币大概是18万。
It sold about 180,000 NT.
一下子解决他的问题。
And that immediately solved all his problems.
真的满心感谢神。
And so with all his heart, he gave thanks to God.
所以我们在生活当中,
and so in our lives,
神要怎么样解决我们难题?
God, how would God solve our problems?
当然各有不同的方法。
Of course, that the way to solve it may be different. But we have to understand one thing.
虽然外在贫穷,
even though we may be poor outward,
但是内在富足是非常的重要。
But it's very important to be rich on the inside.
内在的富足是指着我们有信心。
The inward richness refers to our faith.
我们信靠这位天上的神。
We trust and rely on this heavenly God.
但是我们看这个社会啊。
But if you look at the society around us,
很多人是外在富足啊。
There are a lot of people that outwardly appears to be rich.
但是内在贫穷。
But inside they are poor.
这才是最可怜啊。
And this is the most pitiful.
有一天我看到了报纸。
There's one day I saw in the newspaper.
登了一个非常大的这个新闻。
It had a great news in the front page.
那你记着，那你报道一个有钱人。
And it reports that there's a rich man.
哇，他的那个报纸还登了他的住的那个花园的别墅。
And there's a picture of his mansion with a garden.
非常的大，非常漂亮。
And it's a very big mansion. It's beautiful.
家产超过一亿了。
And his possession is over a billion.
但是呢，发生了悲剧。
But there's a tragedy.
报纸上是这么说。
And this is what the newspaper reports.
因为夫妻的不和。
Because there are quarrels between the couple.
竟然让这个主人呢、啊。就产生杀人的意念。
And that the head of the house, the man, had thoughts of killing.
把妻子、孩子全部杀掉。
And he killed his wife and all their kids.
还准备一个烧尸体的焚化炉。
And even prepare a furnace to burn the body.
都把他们烧光了。
And burned all of them.
烧完之后呢
？After he burned them all.
自己才自杀。
Then he killed himself.
全家都死掉。
And so the whole family is dead.
多么大的悲剧啊
！What a great tragedy is this?
他虽然很有钱
，even though he was rich.
虽然外在很富足
，even though he's wealthy.
但是内在真的是太贫穷。
But on the inside, he is truly poor.
找不到依靠。
He couldn't find a reliance.
不认识主。
He did not know God.
他没办法有任何的依靠。
So he could not have anybody to rely on.
悲剧就这样产生了。
And this is how tragedy occurs.
各位想想看。
So if you think about this,
像这样的悲剧啊
，this kind of tragedy,
事实上在世界各地不断的在重演。
It continues to take place all over the world.
所以我们想想看。
So if we think about it,
虽然我们外在富足了
even though outwardly we may appear to be rich,
内在也富足，那不是很好吗
but wouldn't that be even better if you're also rich on the inside?
如果你想要内在富足的话
if you want to be rich on the inside,
你一定要来认识这位耶稣基督
you must come to know this Lord Jesus.
他是我们恩典的主啊
He's a master of grace.
当你有任何缺乏的时候
if you have anything you need,
他都能够满足你的缺乏
He can satisfy your needs.
所以这个是非常重要的一件事情
This is very important.
我们的主
Our God,
他又是一位得胜的主
is also a victorious Lord.
到底我们要得胜什么呢
what do we need to be victorious about?、
假如我们认识主耶稣
if we know Lord Jesus Christ,
就更加明白
then we will know this more.
原来在生活当中、
that in the life,
有一个最大的敌人、
that we have a great enemy,
是我们看不见的魔鬼
and that is the Satan that we cannot see.
这是我们眼睛看不到的
we cannot see him.
但事实上是存在的
but indeed it exists.
所以圣经告诉我们
that's why the Bible tells us.
我们来看雅各书、
let's turn to book of James.
雅各书第三章
James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章
James chapter 3.
请看、14节
verse 14.
第三章14节
Chapter 3, verse 14.
你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话，抵挡真道。15节。
15.
这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是从属地的、属情欲的、属魔鬼的。啊，这里告诉我们。
Here tells us.
当我们生活当中
，that in our lives
有嫉妒纷争的时候
，when we have quarrels and bitterness.
你要了解是从哪里来的。
You have to know where this came from.
告诉我们是从魔鬼来的。
It said that is demonic.
有时候你心里想，我不想生气啊。
Sometimes you say that I don't want to be mad.
我知道嫉妒不好啊。
I know it's not good to be envious.
我知道不可以批评别人啊。
I know I shouldn't criticize other people.
可是你自己控制不了。
But you can't control yourself.
为什么呢
？Why?
这个邪恶的魔鬼。
It's because of demons.
这个邪灵啊。
Because the evil spirit.
在人的心里作祟。
Is working in your heart,
让你控制不了
so that you can control your thoughts.
所以十六节啊
so verse 16
告诉我们
verse 16
在什么地方有嫉妒纷争，就在什么地方有扰乱和各样的坏事。所以你看，各地有那个扰乱的事情
and the confusion is everywhere.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为有嫉妒纷争
It's because there's envy and self-seeking.
这个是从魔鬼来的
and this came from devil.
那要怎么胜过魔鬼呢
？How can we be victorious over devil?
能够避免嫉妒纷争呢
？So that we're not envious and we're not self-seeking.
这个就很重要了。
This is very important.
我们有一位长老娘啊。
We have a wife of an elder.
结果有一个信徒。跑到他家来
There is a believer that came to her house
来责备他
to criticize her.
你的孩子怎么可以欺负我的孩子
And told her that how can your child bully my child?
长老娘后来去了解了
And so this sister went and investigated.
发现是一场误会
And realized that is a great misunderstanding.
但是他再怎么解释呢？对方都不能接受
But doesn't matter how much she tried to explain, the other person cannot accept it.
他知道说这个哈。出于魔鬼
So she knew that this came from devil.
你只要向弟兄姐妹诉苦的话
That if you try to tell it to other brothers and sisters,
反而制造更多的混乱
And you might create even more confusion.
所以她忍耐下来
And so she endured it.
像这样的事情
Because matters like these, you cannot decipher clearly. And so all she could do was to pray. She prayed every day. Sometimes she wept tears. And so she asked God to avenge for her. And it's miraculous. One day, during her prayer, God spoke to her with words that she could understand. And God said, I know.
主讲这么样短短的一句话,
this is all God said, I know.
这个长老就能够理解了,
and the sister then understood.
主知道我的冤屈了,
that God knows my problem.
她得到很大的安慰,
and her heart was greatly comforted.
不久之后啊,
and shortly after that,
信徒就来跟长老娘道歉,
that believer then came to apologize to the sister,
哎呀, 对不起, 我误会你了,
and say that I'm sorry, 啊, I misunderstood you,
已经了解了,
and I now know what happened.
感谢主了,
thank God.
一切的冤屈, 主耶稣帮他解决,
and that God has solved and all the problem.
所以我们生活当中很多很多这样的一个
in our lives is filled with spiritual wars like these.
常常发生在我们生活当中,
it often takes place in our lives.
当你碰到的时候怎么办?
What do you do when you're faced with it?
你要记住啊,
you have to remember,
我们的主,
our God,
是一位得胜的主,
our Lord is a victorious Lord. He will surely be victorious over devil. Satan is very cynical. And sometimes it works in our hearts. And through the outward forces, wants to come and persecute you, so that it causes you to lose faith towards God.
啊,
in mainland China, we have a more remote area.
啊,
and that place, the gospel salvation a message came to that area.
建立了教会,
and the church was established there.
每年受洗的人都几百个,
there are hundreds of people were baptized every year.
教会大大发展啊,
so the church grew tremendously. They needed a chapel.
所以他们,
so they want to build a church.
可是他们那个地方很穷困啊,
but they were very poor there.
哪里有钱盖会堂?
They don't have money to build a church.
但是我们知道哦,
but we know,
我们信主的人,
those of us believe in the Lord,
我们各地的教会啊,
and that various churches,
啊, 就好像一家人一样,
various churches, we are all like one big family. Wherever needs help,
全力的去帮助,
and everybody will pitch in to help.
可是大陆政府的规定,
but according to the rules of Chinese government,
啊, 这个省份不能够接受其他省份的支援,
and that this province cannot accept the help from other province.
结果呢, 这个会堂盖起来以后,
so after this church was built up,
当然引起注意了,
it attracted a lot of attention.
奇怪你们钱从哪里来?
So the government asked, where did your money come from?
所以政府单位的人就突击检查,
and so the government then came to check and discovered that they had received help from other provinces. So the church council is a teacher.
是女老师,
it's a female teacher.
她被抓了,
so she was taken.
啊, 关在监牢里面,
she was put in the prison.
但是感谢神,
but thank God.
这位, 啊, 老师呢, 她关在监牢,
this teacher, while she was in the prison,
她竟然 学了保罗,
and she imitated Paul.
在监牢里头又唱诗又祷告,
she was praying and singing hymns while she was in the prison.
结果呢, 监牢里头那些犯人啊,
so all the prisoners in the prison,
受到他的感动,
and they were moved by her.
结果有五个人出监的时候就跟他, 啊, 去, 啊, 教会去接受洗礼,
and five of them, after they left the prison, went to church and were baptized.
这位老师亲自跟我见证,
and this teacher testified to me herself.
她在监牢里头经常唱的一首诗啊,
she said the hymn that she sang the most often while she was in the prison,
就是我们赞美诗的184首,
is 184 in our hymn book.
奔跑天路啊,
is
这首诗歌非常短,
and this is a very short hymn.
她没有赞美诗,
she did not have any hymn book, but she memorized it in her heart.
跟我见证之后,
so after she testified to me, she sang this hymn from the beginning to the end for me.
不用赞美诗,
she did not need a hymn book. It's all in her mind. And this, I admire her.
虽然魔鬼用种种的方式要 打倒他。
Even though Satan used various ways to try to strike her,
但是她有坚定的信心。
But she had a very firm faith.
她知道这是魔鬼的诡计啊。
She knows that this is deception of Satan.
毫无畏惧。
So she was fearless.
所以这里就让我们了解到。
From here we understand.
我们的主是得胜的主。
That our Lord is a victorious Lord.
得胜的主要赏赐什么东西给我们呢
？And what does this victorious Lord want to give us？
我们来看这个启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2。
启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2。
第十节。
Verse 10。
你将要受的苦，你不用怕。魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下到监牢里面，叫你们被试炼。你们必受患难十天。你务要至死忠心，我就赐给你那生命的冠冕。这里告诉我们
Here tells us,
在当时这个使徒的时代
During the apostolic time,
有很多的基督徒被关监牢了
There are a lot of Christians that were put in the jail,
他们受了患难
and they encounter suffering.
这个是魔鬼的试探
Even though this is temptation of the devil,
若出于神的允许的话
but it was because God's permission,
这就变成试炼了
And that became a test.
在这里讲到说他们被试炼。
And here talk about that they were tested.
但是他们至死忠心了。
But they were faithful till death.
所以神主说要赐给他们生命的冠冕。
That's why the Lord says, "I will give you the crown of life."
生命的冠冕就是得胜的冠冕。
The crown of life is the crown of victory.
得胜的有什么好处呢
？What's the benefit of having victory?
请看第十一节
，Verse 11。
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳朵的应当听。得胜的。必不受第二次死的害。这里告诉我们
Here tells us.
得胜的能够有什么好处呢
What's the benefit of the one that overcomes?
没有第二次死的害。
That will not be hurt by the second death.
我们肉体死了以后
After our physical body dies.
将来有一个审判。
In the future, there will be a judgment.
你是到天国去呢
Do you go to heaven?
还是下到地狱再接受第二次死的害呢
Do you go to hell to suffer from the second death?
这是很关键的地方。
This is the key.
得救的人啊
For those who are saved, there will be no second death.
不用下到阴间去了。
We don't have to go to Hades.
我们有一个慕道者。
We have a true seeker.
30岁了。
In his 30s.
我看到他的时候。
When I saw the person.
嘴唇发黑。
That his lips were purple.
他这指甲都是黑色的。
And all the nails were purple.
后来才知道说原来他是心脏病很严重。
Then we found out that he had a very severe heart issue.
姑妈。带他来慕道
And his aunt brought him to believe in the truth.
但是他动不动就晕倒了
But he faints a lot.
他查考这个真理，查考到一段时间之后
After study the truth for some time,
他跟他爸爸讲
He told his father,
爸爸，我最近又晕倒了
And that recently I fainted again.
但是我总觉得好像死快临到我了
I feel like death is coming soon.
爸爸，你让我受洗。
And Dad, let me be baptized.
我现在知道
Because now I know.
原来有一个天国的地方
That there is a place called heaven.
如果没有得救的话
Unless you're saved.
我就到地狱里头受苦了
That I will be suffering in the Hades.
我这三十年来
That in the last 30 years.
受到病痛的折磨
That I was tortured by this illness.
这是短暂的时间
But this is very temporary.
假如我死了以后
But if I die.
永远在地狱的火湖里面
And have to suffer in the hell of fire.
但才是最可怜最痛苦
And that will be the most dreadful and pitiful.
所以爸爸你让我接受洗礼
And so Dad, please allow me to be baptized.
这个慕道的这个朋友呢
And so this true seeker friend.
他查考清楚
And he has studied the truth clearly. He believed that there is heaven. And so he eagerly hoped to receive the salvation.
所以我们各位想一想看
So everyone, please think about this.
在这个生活当中
That in this life,
我们是不是把握到了
Have we hold on to this?
能够战胜这个恶者
Are we victorious over this devil?
能够战胜罪恶
Are we victorious over sin?
将来能够得到永生
In the future, can we receive eternal life?
能够认识这位生命的主
Do we come to know this master of life?
他又是一个恩典的主
He's also the master of grace.
他更是得胜的主
He's also the Lord of victory.
虽然明天是平安或是有灾难，我们都不知道。
Even though we don't know what tomorrow will give us, whether it's tribulation or peace.
不管明天是晴天或是雨天。
Whether tomorrow is sunshine or rain.
我只有知道一件事情。
I only know one thing.
就是我们慈爱的主。
That is our merciful Lord.
他是 牵着我们的手。
He holds my hand.
在走这条人生的道路。
He holds my hand while I walk on this life path.
带领我们走上永生之路。
That he will lead me onto this eternal life.
即使遇到困难的时候。
Even if I encounter difficulties.
我们的主会抱着我们。
My Lord will hold me up.
经历过这些种种的艰难。
And to carry me through various difficulties.
当我们真正认识了这生命的主的时候。
When we truly come to know this master of life.
你对你的未来就非常的乐观了。
Then you will be very optimistic towards your future.
充满了信心,
you will be filled with hope,
充满着平安,
filled with peace.
当然我们生活就有喜乐,
of course, then our lives will be filled with joy.
对, 今天这是一个机会,
so today, this is an opportunity
我们要好好的思考,
that we have to meditate.
是不是应该来接受耶稣基督作为我们生命的主呢?
Shall we receive Lord Jesus into our lives as Master of life?
我们来唱诗,
so let us sing a hymn together.
50首,
50.